My granny, then. I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Jotham Downstore. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Lum was determined to cancel the order for a motion picture film he had purchased from the representative of some small film company. However, the district manager of the company called on Lum and finally managed to not only resell him the picture, but also $100 worth of lobby displays and other knickknacks. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Grandpappy Spears discussing this purchase.
Jiminy Lum, I just can't get over how you let that Dwyer feller sell you all that huskin' shuckin' for your picture show.
Grandpap, you just don't understand picture show business like I and Mr. Dwyer does. That's your whole trouble. So just keep all your opinions to yourself.
Wait a minute, I believe that was our ring there. Might be long distance from Abner. Yeah, 3 genuine imitation stuffed vultures for your lobby display.
Hello, Jump Down Store and Library. L. Edwards, Moving Picture Executive talking. Oh, how are you, Professor Sloan? Well, good. Mary? No, she ain't here just this minute. She ran across the street to mail a letter to Abner. She'll be back directly. How's that?
Why, no, she never showed me her report card. I plumb forgot it was time for him.
Oh, not so good, huh?
Ah. Yeah, well, I've been a little worried about her myself.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have a talk with her right away, Professor.
Yeah, all right. Much obliged for calling.
Goodbye. I know this would come up sooner or later. Now, here it is.
How's that, Lum?
Oh, it's about Mary. I got to have a talk with that girl. That's all they are to it.
Why, what's the trouble, Lum? Is she failing out of school?
Well, no, it ain't that bad. But her marks are lower than they ought to be. And I know what's the cause of it, too. She's boy crazy. That's her trouble.
Boy crazy.
Yeah, she's got 4 or 5 boys on the string there. Elizabeth tells me that every evening some of them call her up on the telephone. They sit there and gab for hours and hours. Never say nothing sensible at all, just a batch of prattle-prattle. A lot of giggling. Never does her homework.
Oh, yeah, the young'uns ain't like they used to be. Don't know what's going to become of them.
Elizabeth says little Pearl was like that when she was a young'un, too.
Don't know what's going to become of them. No, sir, I don't. I just don't know. No, sir, I don't.
Now, I know one thing. It's high time I was having a talk with Mary about different stuff. I just realized for the first time, Grandpap, she's getting to be a young lady.
Well, you can do your talking right now, because there she comes back from the post office.
Well, good. Look, Grandpap, why don't you run along? This is a little personal. I believe I could talk to her better if we was alone.
Yeah, all right. I have to be going anyway. Got different stuff to do.
Well, so long, Grandpap.
Yeah, so long, Mom. I'll see you later. Yeah, hello there, Mary.
Hello.
Yeah, Lum wants to see you, I believe. Wants to talk to you, I think.
Oh.
So long.
Bye. Did you want to see me, Uncle Lum?
Why, yeah. Yeah. Sit down there, sis.
Oh. Yes, sir.
Mary, you're getting to be a big girl now.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting older and... Well, you take young folks and they get older. Every day they do.
Yeah.
Every day they get a day older, you might say.
Yes, sir.
And that's the way it is with you. You're getting older, sort of. And as you get older, well, things comes up, different things, and... Did you get your letter to Abner mailed all right?
Yeah, I mailed it.
That's good. Abner will enjoy getting a hearing from you. I know he will. You was a good girl to do that.
I told him all about how they're coming along with the remodeling. I mean, fixing up the warehouse for your movie theater.
Yeah, well, that's fine. It'll be interesting to him. But what I wanted to talk to you about, Mary, was...
Yes, Uncle Al?
What else did you write to Abner?
Oh, I don't know. I forget now. Different stuff, I told him.
Ah. You did get the letter mailed all right, though, huh?
Sure I did. I told you that just a minute ago.
That's right. You done told me. Mary, anything I tell you, I want you to know it's for your own good. It's all did for your best interest. I'm just telling it to you for your own good.
Well, what is it you want to tell me, Uncle Lon?
Well, sis, I want you to think of me as being your own papa.
Yeah?
I am your guardian, of course, your legal guardian, so that makes me might nigh the same as your own father. So anything I say, you can consider that's who it's coming from. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Good. Now then, sis, to begin with, people are, that is, generally speaking, that is, people are, well, they're people. Humans. That is, most of them are anyways, I think. And you take a human and, oh, I can see right now, that ain't going to get no worse.
What'd you say, Uncle Lon?
Nothing. Seth, I understand that there's a batch of boys been calling you up on the phone in the evenings.
Oh,
sometimes.
Yeah. At least two or three of them call me about every week. I get twice as many phone calls as Virginia Blevins or Bill Pitts. They don't like it, neither.
Yeah.
They try to act like they don't care, but I know they do.
Yeah, well, sis, these phone calls you get, I don't reckon what you talk about has anything to do with your school studies, does it?
With school studies?
Yeah.
Are you kidding, Uncle Lon?
Huh?
Well, gee, who'd want to talk about schoolwork over the telephone?
Well, that wouldn't be a bad subject to talk about, because that schoolwork's awfully important in your young folks' lives, that way. More important than just about anything else.
Uh-huh.
And that reminds me, sis, I don't believe I saw your report card yet.
My report card?
Yeah, report card.
Oh, yeah. You mean the card with all the numbers?
Exactly what I mean.
Oh. I wonder when they give those out.
They give them out this morning, and you got one.
I did?
Yeah. I talked to Professor Sloan just a few minutes ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember now. I did get one this morning. Funny how something like that'll slip your mind, you know.
Yeah, well, let's see it.
What? Oh, the report card, please?
Of course, that's what I mean. Now, you might just as well cut out this stalling around, sis, because I know about what kind of marks you got.
Yes, sir. Here it is.
Yeah, because any one thing I hate and despise is to see somebody stalling around about something. I always come right out in the open with things, face the facts. And you got to learn to do that, too, sis. And I see now. Geography, 76.
You can't always go by those cards, Uncle Lon. They don't really mean so much.
Uh-huh. No. History, 79. Arithmetic.
I sure got a pretty high mark in penmanship, didn't I, Uncle Lon? That's important, too, ain't it? I mean, penmanship, it's, you have to use that just about every time you write anything, don't you?
I agree, Granny, sister. You're a lot smarter than this. Now, I know you can do way yonder better work than this here. I hate to say this, but I'm sort of ashamed of you.
Yes, sir.
Yep, it's a big disappointment to me, sis. And I know the reason ain't that you're ignorant.
No.
It's just because you're sitting around and getting phone calls from a batch of half-grown boys when you ought to be doing your homework.
Yes, sir.
I tell you, sis, when I was your age, I never sat around getting phone calls from boys. I mean, from girls. I was sitting on the floor reading and doing my sums by the light of the fireplace, splitting rails by night and studying at night, like Abraham Lincoln.
Don't you never call up any girls?
Of course not. I was too interested in getting educated. Besides, we never had no phones then.
Well, couldn't you go over to their houses and see them? The girls, I mean?
I never had no time for no such prittle-prattle as that.
No?
Why, do you know, when I was a kid of a boy, I used to have to walk 4 miles to school every day through 7 foot of snow, barefooted. Or I believe it was 7 miles through 4 feet of snow.
Barefooted?
Yes, sir. Every day.
Why didn't you put your shoes on?
Huh?
I said, why didn't you put your shoes on if it was wintertime?
Why, because I had to save them. Had to save them for some winter when the snow really got deep. Anyway, that'll show you hardships and what trials and tribunes I had to go through to get some book learning.
Uncle Lon, Didn't you even speak to girls when you was at school?
I always put book learning ahead of everything, even girls. And that brings up a subject I want to discuss with you, Mary.
Yes, sir.
Sis, you're getting to be a big girl now.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting older and...
Getting older.
Yeah, well, you take young folks and they get older. What I mean is, oh, dad, blame it, Mary. Why don't you run along? Get out in the open air. Young folks ought to get more fresh air than they do. Go on now. Go on outside.
Well, I did promise Virginia Blevins I'd go over to her place for a while.
Well, that's a good idea. Go over and see Virginia. I'll talk to you some other time.
Yeah. All right, Uncle Long. Bye.
Yeah, goodbye.
Oh, hello there, Cedric.
Howdy, Miss Mary.
Say, Cedric.
Mom.
You've known Uncle Long for quite a long time, haven't you?
Oh, yes, Mom. I reckon I've known Mr. Long ever since I first knowed him. I mean, maybe even longer than that. I don't know.
Well, Cedric, tell me this. Do you know if Uncle Long's always been a bachelor all his life?
Oh, yes, Mom. Fur as I know, that's what he's always been.
You know, Cedric, I think maybe sometime I'm going to have a talk with him.